The next patient is Juan Serrano. The last name is S-E-R-R-A-N-O. First name is Juan, H-J-U-A-N. This is a clinical case of a 54-year-old Hispanic male that is following this practice because of the presence of hypertensive chronic kidney disease. This patient has evidence of a increasing the blood pressure despite the fact that he has been taking lisinopril in combination with hydrochlorothiazide. It is important to mention that this patient has an elevation of the microalbumin, creatinine ratio to 271, and a protein creatinine ratio of 504. This is more apparent than before, and this is a patient that has been in fairly stable condition. For that reason, we are going to stop the use of the lisinopril and the hydrochlorothiazide. I'm going to put him on irbesartan, 150 milligrams PO every 12 hours, and the administration of chlortalidone, 25 milligrams, in order to give him the benefit of the longer duration of the diuretic effect. We are going to monitor the proteinuria very closely in order to keep the kidney function that is well preserved. This patient has a serum creatinine that was .85, the BUN of 15, with the estimated EFR of 104. Following number. This patient has a hyperuricemia. We are going to reevaluate the hyperuricemia during the next visit. He used to be on allopurinol, and unfortunately, we don't have a lab that be able to help us at the present time. Following number, mixed hyperlipidemia that is out of control. The patient had a total cholesterol that was elevated. Apparently, he has not been taking the atorvastatin 20 milligrams that I had prescribed during the last visit. Compliance was discussed with the patient. We are going to phone in the prescription into the pharmacy. Serum cholesterol 231, HDL 38, and an LDL of 167. Follow-up will be given. Following number, nephrolithiasis that has been remote and not present. Following number, hyperglycemia, but the patient has a hemoglobin A1C less than 6%. Following number, the patient has mitral regurgitation that is followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A. Following number, benign prostatic hypertrophy that at the present time is asymptomatic. Reevaluation in 4 months.